right. Good morning, boys and girls. Does anyone know what month we're in right now? What's the month, though?
February.
And what do we celebrate in February?
Black History Month.
Black History Month. And Valentine's, yes. Well, I want to tell you a story about one of my friends that I met when I used to live in Maryland. All right? My friend's name is Benny. Benny's story begins in Tennessee. Anyone been to Tennessee before? You see, Benny's mom was from Tennessee. She was one of 24 brothers and sisters. Does anybody have 24 brothers and sisters? Luis? Oh, okay. Well, Benny's mom quickly, when she became old enough, moved to Michigan. All right? And in Michigan, she had Benny and his brother Curtis. Unfortunately, it was only Benny's mom who was there to take care of Benny and Curtis. So, because it was just her, she had to work three jobs. Okay? I only work one job, and I'm very tired. She had to work three jobs. And so she was always busy, but she always made time to spend with Benny and Curtis. You know what she did to Benny and Curtis? What she told them? They could only watch 2 hours of TV a week. All right? And they had to read 2 books every week. And for each book that they read, they had to write a book report, right? So that's 2 book reports every week. What Benny and Curtis didn't know was that their mom only went up to the 3rd grade. Is anybody here in 3rd grade? No? You're. Is anyone here in 3rd grade?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You see, Benny's mom, she went to school a long time ago. So when she was in 3rd grade, she never learned how to read or write. Okay? So she had to act like she was reading their book reports to make sure that they did their work. So Benny ended up going to high school. And in high school, he got made fun of a lot because he didn't look like everybody else. And because he was really poor, he couldn't afford really nice clothes, right? And he was really sad in high school because everyone made fun of him. But his mom would pray for him every night. She would pray with Benny and Curtis that they would be strong, that they would study hard, and that they would be happy. And she would tell them, she said, Benny, Curtis, you can be anything you want in this world if you pray. And you ask God to help you, and if you read books, because books will help you achieve your dreams. And so, Benny studied really hard, and you know what? He got a full scholarship to college, to one of the best schools in the country. It's called Yale University, all right? He studied really hard, and he thought he was really smart, okay? But when he went to Yale, he was in for a surprise. In college, he thought he was smart, so he didn't really work as hard as he should have. And you know what he wanted to be when he grew up? He wanted to be a physician so he could take care of sick people. But he took chemistry in college, and that was a really hard class for him, and he was gonna fail. So one night he was crying. He said, God, I really want to be a physician, but I'm failing chemistry. I'll never be a physician if I fail chemistry. And he was planning to study for his test all night, but he fell asleep. And you know what happened? He said while he was sleeping, he had a dream that he was in the classroom and the teacher had given the test out. And up front, there was this angel-like person standing at the chalkboard, writing out different questions and showing you how to solve the questions. Okay? And so that was his dream. He woke up the next morning scared because he forgot to stay up all night to study, and he went to class for his test. And you know what? He opened his exam book, and he looked at the first question, and what do you think he saw? He saw the exact same question that the angel wrote on the board in his dream. And he said, hey, I know how to do this problem. And then he goes to the next question and the next question. And all those questions were the same questions that the angel wrote on the board in his dream. Well, anyway, Benny passed his class. And he went on to become a neurosurgeon. Do you know what a neurosurgeon is? It's somebody that works on your brain. If you have problems with your brain, he works on them to try to fix them. And so Benny became really famous. You know why? Because he was the first surgeon to ever work on Siamese twins. You know what Siamese twins are? These are Siamese twins. When they're born, their heads or other parts of their body can be joined together. So Benny operated on the first pair and separated them successfully. That was back in 1987. It's a long time ago. That's when I was born. And you know what Benny said? Benny said, you can learn to be a surgeon in school by studying, but real wisdom and real knowledge only comes from God. And you have to ask God to be strong and to be wise and to be knowledgeable. And so, have you heard of King Solomon? King Solomon said, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. All right? So when you're in school or when you're at home and you have things that you have to do, you may have hard times sometimes. But if you try really hard and you pray, God can help you do anything that you may set your mind to. Okay? All right, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us a brain so that we can think and become anything that we want to be. Please, God, help us to be strong and help us to trust you in everything and always ask you for the things that we desire. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.